life moves on, and so should we. And that is the thought for today. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's episode of 7 Good Minutes, in our Mindful Monday segment, we have a great message on learning to peacefully go with the flow of life. Enjoy.
Water is the softest and most yielding substance. Yet, nothing is better than water for overcoming the hard and rigid, because nothing can compete with it. Lao Tzu. Many people are hijacked by the rigidity of their minds. Thinking in categories and fixed ideas can be a great crutch for survival, as it creates clarity in a chaotic universe. But thinking too rigidly also has its negative consequences. Seeing the world in categories and separate boxes limits our perception, so we become stuck in our ideas of how things are or supposed to be. As the universe is ever-changing, and most things, if not everything, is more complex than our minds can comprehend, a more fruitful approach to life would be one that is flexible, tangible, that enables us to flow along. You know, a bit like water. The ancient Chinese philosopher Lao Tzu celebrates flexibility in his timeless work named The Tao Te Ching, in which he opposes the rigid life stance that some people choose to take. In contrast to what many think, weakness, or more specifically, the ability and willingness to yield, can actually be a great strength, according to Taoist philosophy. Hence, Lao Tzu states that the supreme good is like water. This video explores the benefits of being a bit less rigid and a bit more like water. One thing that characterizes Taoist philosophy is a deference towards nature. The ways of nature are all-encompassing. The dance between opposites is the fundamental principle of how the universe works, which manifests as ongoing change. When we observe nature closely, and through a Taoist lens, we can see two forces at work, yin and yang, or the feminine and the masculine. Yang consists of the more active elements of existence, like speed, restlessness, productivity, excitement, aggressiveness, being outgoing, but also hardness, dryness, and stiffness. Yin consists of the more passive elements like silence, receptiveness, not reacting as opposed to reacting, and also softness and flexibility. Our culture celebrates the yang aspects of life. It's all about faster, bigger, more, better, standing your ground, defending your unchanging opinions, confronting and clashing with the enemy, altering rather than adapting. Yin aspects, on the other hand, are looked down upon. For example, being receptive to opposing opinions and being willing to change your views is often seen as weak. If you stand for nothing, you'll fall for anything, former American politician Alexander Hamilton famously quoted, which may be true. But if we're not willing to maintain a certain flexibility, never change our viewpoints on anything, never change our approach, and are never willing to bend with the winds of life, we become as rigid as a dead branch. When we observe the nature of water, we'll discover that it's extremely resilient to change, as water is able to take all kinds of different forms. We can pour water in a glass, and it becomes the glass. When it's part of the ocean, it waves. Depending on the outside temperature, water changes its behavior. When it's cooked, it evaporates. When it's frozen, it becomes solid. Thus, water survives many different circumstances by adaptation. The softness of water adds strength to living beings, because it makes them flexible, and therefore more resilient to outside circumstances. As Lao Tzu stated, "The living are soft and yielding. The dead are rigid and stiff. Living plants are flexible and tender. The dead are brittle and dry." End quote. Things that are brittle and dry will break easily, and are either dead or equivalent to being dead. The same goes for minds that are rigid and stern. People that are rigid and stern generally have difficulties dealing with change, as they desire permanence rather than the uncertainty of impermanence. Unfortunately for these people, change is inevitable. Life is impermanent. If life would be permanent, it would be lifeless. Thus, when we don't accept the reality of impermanence, we waste a lot of energy fighting the inevitable. Change in life comes in different forms. We could experience small changes, for example, a new colleague. Or we could experience big changes, like moving to another country, divorce, or even death. Now, if we would compare life to a river, we could see its subtle twists and turns as small changes. A drastic change in course would represent a big change, and when it discharges in the ocean, it would be death. We see that the river flows along with the changes of circumstances, adapting to different landscapes and finding its way past obstructions without effort. Even its inevitable annihilation, the river approaches without being troubled, without resistance, as it simply merges into something else. And thus, we live life in a continuous flow, finding our ways around everything that crosses our path, not resisting even the most drastic of changes, including death. But also, when we'd be contained, like water being kept in a jar, we would just be still and be the jar until our circumstances change.
Please keep in mind, this is about half of the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled View the Full Video on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.